This is Inside the Huddle at 9:37 on a Saturday morning. I'm Kevin Keith. We're going to turn it back over to Don Stock. We've got Coach Blake Betzner on the line with the Carroll Cougars as well, Don.
Yep, it's Coach. Welcome to Inside the Huddle.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Man, I'll tell you what, there's something wrong last night. The ninth-ranked Carroll Cougars go into Taylor and allow them to score 20 points last night. What's going on?
Well, yeah, good question. Well, kind of the scoring last night was we got it down to about the, 15 on our opening drive. Quarterback goes back for a pass, fumbles it, and they return it for a touchdown. That was score number one. And then if people have not seen the Patterson kid from Taylor, he's different. I've coached for a long time, and every time he touches the ball, you hold your breath. That's just about how it is. So he returned a kickoff, and it was kind of, our guys did a good job. We kept away from him all night, but they pretty much grabbed it, ran it back to him, handed it to him. And I think everybody on our kickoff team hit him, but couldn't bring him down. So that was the other score. And then one late in the third quarter when we had some younger linemen in and trying to get some stuff in. But we couldn't. That's why I told the coaches, we can't take the whole varsity offense, our varsity defense off, because you can't tackle him. So he is the best player I've seen in a long time around here. He's the real deal. So if you haven't seen him, make sure you go out and watch the Patterson kid play from Taylor.
Well, you put 48 on the scoreboard also, so that means your offense was still kicking in full gear.
Yeah, we scored 42 in the first half. And, we try to do a really good job of getting younger kids in. You know, we don't need to score 70. I mean, it's kind of our philosophy. I'd much rather have kids healthy than, win 70 to 12 or whatever the score could have been. But, we were clicking pretty much all. I mean, we should have scored first drive of the game. We had a touchdown pass we dropped. So, I mean, we had a lot of opportunities, and we still scored 42 with our offense in the first half. So that side of the ball is clicking pretty well.
Well, that philosophy of yours brings out a lot of kids, because if they know they're going to be able to get on the field and play, they're going to come and play for you.
Oh yeah, and that's one of the things we really enjoy doing. We try to get some kids in there early last night, just to put them in varsity situations and see if they could play. And because film doesn't lie, so we always try to get some younger kids in different situations just to say, all right, let's see how they do in a varsity situation. So we've been trying to do that the first few weeks here, and just put kids in situations to see if we can use them later in the season.
Well, we talked earlier with Coach Rosa from the Bulldogs about the speed of the ball game, and a lot of kids don't realize how quick a play goes, and next thing you know, you're back into the huddle. And I think that's a big deal for these young kids coming into play also.
Oh, you're exactly right. Yeah, we had a couple freshmen in there in the third quarter just to get their feet wet some. And, they look really good in practice. But when that speed changes, I mean, their heads are spinning. So it's been really good. We've got a lot of kids in just for that, just like you're saying, just for that reason. So they can understand what it's like on Friday nights. Because even if you're winning 42 to whatever, I mean, that team can – I mean, the speed is still there. They know how to play on Friday nights.
Well, Coach, one of the best things that you have going for you and the Carroll Cougars and the school itself is you have a bunch of athletes right now who don't know how to do anything but win. And that's gotta make your job just a little bit easier as you prepare through the week.
Well, we've talked about this a lot. And, I feel like the soccer team's really, really good too. And, we kind of started it last year. They started winning a sectional, and then we did, because the year prior we thought, and I wasn't there, but we should have probably got some sectional championships the year prior, and we just didn't get it done. And then it just kind of started. And the thing is, basketball went a long way. We didn't have not many of those basketball kids played football. Baseball went a long way. Not many of those baseball kids played football. So we really started to try to get some of those kids out on the football pro, out on the football team. We've done a good job of really recruiting some of those kids and getting them out here. So a year ago at this time, you know, we hadn't won much of anything. So I feel like, you know, football program, soccer program in the fall really got that stuff rolling, and now we're starting to get some of those athletes that hadn't played football in the last couple of years, getting those guys out, and it's going to only help us for sure in the long run.
Oh, I totally agree. I remember back in the days when I was in school at Frankfort, we played football just to get us into the basketball season. And
yep.
And now yep. Then it's the opposite way, and that is if your football team isn't kicking and doing well, it bleeds into the rest of the programs as the season progresses.
Yep. No, I completely agree. And I think I've told this story before. When we went to Northwestern, we won a sectional. It was right after they went they were second in the state in baseball. The next year we won a football sectional. I mean, the kids just expected to win, knew how to win. Again, you can't teach that. As soon as you get over that hump of expectations, it's like, kind of like this morning. You could have heard a pin drop after the game last night just because we didn't meet our expectations in all areas. We didn't meet our expectations. And I don't know how many texts I got from kids this morning saying, that'll never happen again. We'll not meet our expectations anymore. So just the philosophy and the idea of being okay is not okay. And they've really bought into that. So I'm hoping, you know, have a great week of practice and everything gets going the way we really want it, clean some stuff up. So, but yeah, I agree. You're right. It's a mindset of, you know, football program goes well, usually the rest of your year goes well.
Coach, I apologize. I don't have a roster here in front of me, but go ahead and talk about your kids and how well they played for you last night.
Oh, so yeah, we have three running backs. They're probably all about 300-400 yard rushers right now. So last year, Metzger kid carried us. I mean, he was just really, really good player, had to carry the ball a lot. Now we're pretty dynamic. You don't know who's going to touch the ball. And we're going to get and we've had a kid that hasn't played all year, Cooper Welk. He should be back hopefully this week. And he's a middle linebacker, fullback type kid. So he's another kid we're going to get in that we haven't seen yet. And we know what he can do, but he just hasn't been riddled with injuries here early. But those three, Keegan Ellis, he's our, you know, 6'2", 225 pound fullback. That's just, he's tough to deal with. He's no fun. And then we got two wings that are just both seniors, fast, block well, do everything right with Grady Lytle and Cone Ayers. So those three guys are playing really well offensively. our line has been playing very well. We get after people up there. It's they've done a nice job defensively. I think it was under 100 yards total offense last night. We gave up to Taylor and gave up 20 points. So the score is a little deceiving to what actually happened Friday night. But Michael Carey, we've kind of moved him everywhere. He played middle linebacker for us last night, played really well. Griffin Viney is a safety for us. He's a missile, just attacks the ball at all angles all the time. You're just kind of worried that if you watch film, there's a lot of times he just – flies in there and you just hope he gets back up sometimes, but just very physical player. So there's a lot of guys that are coming up playing well and doing some really nice things for us.
Well, you've had back-to-back travel games. Now you're going to get to stay home for a couple ball games. Southern Wells comes in, they haven't won a ball game, and then you're back into the conference against Eastern. What's the philosophy when you get ready to play a team that hasn't won a ball game? And trying to make sure that your kids understand that this is just not another ball team coming in. We got to play well against these guys.
Yeah, and Coach kind of talked about it last night. It's time for us to, you know, first couple weeks here, we've played a lot of guys. We had very few guys going both ways. It's time for us to start playing guys both, you know, more both ways and getting really into what we want to do, you know, changing the kickoff team a little bit. You know, we've had all sophomores on the kickoff team. But, you know, our special teams have been all younger guys. We're going to change some of that up this week, get some more of our regular players on the field more. So I'm going to teach you, this is it. I mean, this is where we're going to be and how we need to be the rest of the year. So it's going to be a big week for us. It really is. Of just coming back, holiday weekend, you know, get them back focused and just getting back to work and understanding that we're not good enough yet. I mean, it's pretty plain and simple. You know, we know who we got to beat to do what we want to do, and we're just not there yet. So we got a ways to go.
Well, we're looking for 2 weeks from now when you head to Tri-Central. We're going to be following you over there. Can't wait for that ball game. And then on the 30th, when you come to Clinton Central, we had you scheduled against Prairie, but because of another TV network running us out, we're going to have to go pick up the hot dogs that night, but we'll have somebody there keeping us watch on because of that. We hope will be for a conference championship that night, and we'd love to be there. But we're looking forward to you in 2 weeks.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate being on.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us as you're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.